You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies. Hello, everybody. I'm Allison Sutter from MLB.com. I am here with Thomas Harding, who has been sitting in 48 hours of rain delays, waiting for his Rockies to play another baseball game. And, Thomas, I don't want to start on a negative note, but we kind of do need to cover this, that Adam Ottavino, we talked about this last week, but the closer, it appears that Tommy John surgery is likely. So he seems to be handling it okay, but what's the vibe that you've gotten?
Well, he's, you know, not very happy about it, obviously, and I wouldn't be either. He is actually visiting Dr. James Andrews in Florida today, and the probable thing is he'll say, you need Tommy John, and Adam Ottavino will just jump on the table and say, do it now. It's really a big blow to the Rockies. The guy was, you know, scoreless in his 10 appearances and was really effective. I mean, he was throwing the fastball faster than ever. The slider was a devastating pitch, and now we'll have to wait till next year to see if, you know, he's able to rehab it and get back to that stage.
And so there's two pretty viable backup options here, or replacement options. So John Axford, he's going to take over as closer, but of course we have Rafael Betancourt, who can also possibly close games when Axford may need a spell here and there. So how confident are you in Axford that he can handle the job?
Well, I've watched him this year, and it's very good. He's hitting the spots he wants to hit. He's throwing strikes when he wants to throw strikes and balls when he wants to. The difference between now and what happened to him over the course of last year is when he really needed a strike, last year that strike was not a quality strike. It was in the middle of the plate and it was getting hit. Or sometimes when he wanted to throw the curveball, it would hang in the middle of the plate and it got hit. What I'm seeing now from him is those pitches are sharper. So we'll see what happens as the year goes on, but he is in a pretty good place right now. It's funny, the Rockies, they brought in a number of guys who could close. I mean, they had LaTroy Hawkins, they brought back Betancourt, and they brought in Axford. And the thought was, if you've got closer types pitching in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning, then you've got a really good bullpen. That death has been eroded a little bit. LaTroy Hawkins has been hurt on the DL with a biceps tendonitis, and now Ottavino, but it's still a pretty good bullpen, although it comes back to starting pitching. Forgive me if I've talked about this before. Starting pitching.
No, that's where I was going with next. So let's talk about starting pitching. Kyle Kendrick, struggling. He's allowed 10 home runs. It's the most in Major League Baseball. Jorge De La Rosa has been better in his last couple outings. Still not great. So what's going on with them?
Well, it's almost like you're just waiting for those guys to find their form, and you hope that the bullpen doesn't burn out before then. You've got some promising guys, especially De La Rosa. I really believe after watching him in San Diego, he's almost back to where he needed to where he needs to be. It seemed like it was last May that he kind of turned the corner, and it's reasonable to expect that out of him. The other questions would be guys like Tyler Matzek and Jordan Lyles and also Eddie Butler. Can those guys provide some sort of consistency and get a little bit better, because they're still not getting deep in games? If they can get a little bit better, then there's a chance, you know, this team can pick up a bit. They've had 2 5-game losing streaks, so the question is, are they this team that's going to have repeated 5-game losing streaks over the course of 162 games? It's doubtful because of the offense that they have. Can they get these losing streaks out of their system and perform better? It all comes down to starting pitching. If it does happen, it's not a hopeless case around them.
Yeah, and, I mean, are they looking for progress? Because we seem to always talk about, we kind of lump them all together, the young pitchers, and that's it, Lyles and Butler. So are they looking for progress? Are they looking? I mean, this is sort of a transitional year for them. But, I mean, I guess the leash is pretty long, right?
Well, it's weird because, you know, behind them are guys like John Gray and it's really a young group. I mean, I don't think that they wanted to see this as a traditional year. That what they wanted was for the guys to develop as the year goes on and maybe turn really hot and then pitch well enough to help this lineup out. So that's what they're looking for. for those of us who look at it from the outside and look at the experience level, you can't help but look at it as a transitional type year, the type of thing where you say a guy like an Eddie Butler or John Gray when he gets here, or Tyler Matzik, or even Jordan Lyles, who's only 24. You can't help but look and say they should be better next year and the next year than they are this year. But with the lineup that they have, that's the issue. Can they be better enough fast enough?
And we have to touch on the fact that the offense on the road has started to struggle a little bit lately. I mean, they've been doing pretty well throughout the first month of the season. But I guess when it comes to the Rockies, I mean, if they start struggling on the road, then we all have to talk about it just because of what happened on the road with them last year. So is there any kind of, concern about that with the bats when they're away from Coors Field?
Well, I think that there's so much concern about the pitching, they don't have time to worry about the bats right now. And if you look at it, their last road game was Sunday against James Shields. And that was one that was really disappointing because they put up 5 runs on James Shields and chased him after 5 1/3 innings. This is a guy who hadn't given up more than 1 run in any start at home this year. But because Kyle Kendrick pitched so poorly, they couldn't win that game. So you're going to have big games on the road. You're going to have a lot of slow games on the road simply because that's who the Rockies are, and that's who the Rockies always will be, is because it's such a great hitting atmosphere. And there's so much about the atmosphere that changes on the road. I think that reasonably you're looking for a team that will try to break even on the road. But they can't do it when they're not getting pitching, when they're wearing out their bullpen, or when the starter is giving away leads as soon as the team gets them.
And is there depth? I mean, are they going to? It seems like it's going to be a season of sending guys up and down and in and out to the bullpen so that they don't get burnt out. Is there enough depth to be able to keep them going?
Don't know yet if there's quite enough depth. I mean, they brought up Jorge Rondon last week, and he was spectacularly bad, and he got designated for assignment a few days later. But some of the guys they brought up, Scott Oberg has pitched pretty well. Kenny Roberts is up here, and he's pitching. He had a good debut the other day. It does look like they have a number of different arms, but when you ask about the depth, there are questions because you had Rex Brothers, who was one of the better lefties in the major leagues. In 2013? He had an awful year last year, and we're seeing a lot of the same down in Albuquerque, where he'll throw some good pitches and then some bad pitches, and the numbers look horrible. I mean, they've got to find a way to get him back to where he was in 13, where he had a sub-2 ERA. If you're capable of that for 1 year, you're capable of that beyond that. And they still haven't figured this out with Rex Brothers. So there is bullpen depth in name, but I don't know if they're going to be able to actually use it because of some of the issues that a guy like Rex Brothers is dealing with.
So 2 straight days of rainouts. What do you play, tic-tac-toe up there? I mean, you go a little stir-crazy. I know the first game you had to wait 2.5 hours for them to call it. The second game they called it early. So you get a little nutty not watching any baseball?
I'm going to be pretty lonely today, I think. But on the second thought, this was a scheduled game. I think tonight is going to be the lonely night at the ballpark. It'll be one of the makeup games. I think the other game will be made up a lot later. There is rain in the forecast again today. I mean, I'm just hoping to see baseball. You know, sitting here in a booth watching tarp on a field is not exactly exciting. So I'm just hoping to see baseball.
Exactly. Getting on weather.com and watching the radar just move, it gets a little mundane after a while. So I am sending good thoughts and sunny wishes to all of you out there in Denver. And thank you very much, Thomas. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks for having me.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.